If you would open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. And for those of us who are subject-minded, this I call living in the supernatural. The very power of Jesus Christ, the one who so made it possible that we can face tomorrow. This is what the word of the Lord says. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the power to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. And God placed all things under his feet and anointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Living in the supernatural. In this prayer, we see that the Apostle Paul is praying here for the Ephesians. The Apostle Paul is asking God to enlighten their eyes so that they could better understand the message encoded in his word, especially the exceedingly greatness of his power. You see, when we don't come to the understanding and the knowledge of who God really is, the Bible says that we have not because we haven't asked. And then when we ask, we don't know how to ask. And because we don't know how to ask, we ask amiss. And that miss come about because we have not come to the place of knowing him in his power, in the resurrection power as Paul declared it to be. And so if we're going to live in the supernatural, we're going to live in the supernatural because there is an understanding that has come about because of the true and the living God, because of Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior. What is God's power like? We see it display in the changed life. When we see an individual who has been transformed by the renewing of his mind, we see God's power being displayed in daily victory. We see his power being displayed in Christian ministry. Listen. There is a way that seems right unto a man. There's a way that seems right unto a woman. But the Bible tells me that the way that seems right unto a man, therein lies destruction. And listen, do you not know that when destruction comes, death comes, sickness comes, diseases comes? We need to understand what the word of the Lord is saying to us today. There is a supernatural that wants to collide with the natural. There is an immortality that wants to collide with the mortality. There's a life that wants to be moved from life to life everlasting. It only comes about because of the true and the living God. It comes about when we understand that we must live in the supernatural. The only way we can live in the supernatural is when we have given our hearts totally to the one who is the supernatural. And that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We see his power displayed in nature. We see the answered prayers. James says in James chapter 5 and verse 16 that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We see the changed life. As 2 Corinthians declare it in chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, anyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things has passed away, behold, all things have become new. This rebuilding, it is from the inside out. In our daily victory, we see the supernatural power displayed in Isaiah, as it is written there in chapter 40. When you see a Christian living above circumstances rather than living under the circumstances, you know that this particular person, you can credit their ability to live above the circumstances rather than under the circumstances as a result of the uplifted power of Almighty God. Listen. Jesus came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. We are going to walk in the supernatural because we have fixated our eyes on the one who is the supernatural, which is Christ Jesus. We see the power being displayed in Christian ministry. Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness." We find this recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 8. Scripture proclaims all those who came in contact with him, they were transformed. And those who came in contact with him and refused to allow the power of Almighty God to work in them and through them, they too, the word declare, on that day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. You see, we are able to defeat the enemy because of the supernatural power that comes through Jesus Christ. You see, the enemy doesn't want you to know the authority that you have because of the relationship that comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Most of us don't fully appreciate or appropriate God's power in our lives. When we begin to learn how to appropriate God's power, how to appreciate the power of God within our lives, it causes supernatural things to take place within our lives. And it's not because of who we are, it's because of what's going on inside of us. In other words, it is because of whose we are. We are the children of the Most High. Paul here, he's praying. He's praying that their eyes will be enlightened, that they would have a better understanding of the message encoded within the Word of God. Today, we too need a better understanding. We need our eyes to be enlightened, so that we too will be able to understand this power, the resurrection power. Verse 19 through 20, it says that the power is like the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. If we're going to live in the supernatural, if we're going to be able to operate in the supernatural, we're going to have an encounter with the one who is the supernatural, the one who possessed the power, the one who has all power. Amen. The same power that raised Christ from the grave, it is available to change our lives, to answer our prayers, to resolve our difficulties, to give us immortality. It is the very same power. It is available to you and it is available to me. But we must understand what it takes. Paul talks about the exaltation of the power. And he said that, and he is seated at his right hand. You see, the right hand represents authority and it represents a power. That's what it represents. He says that he's seated at his right hand in heavenly places. after Christ's resurrection, he ascended and he sat at the Father's right hand. If we can look into the highest place of the heavens, we would see Christ seated on the throne, exalted in layers of light, surrounded by his angels with glory. The power that exalted Jesus Christ, it is available to change our lives, to answer our prayers, and to give us daily strength. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Isaiah declared that by his stripes we are healed. He himself says to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you worry about many things." He declared himself that he is the resurrection. When we understand that Jesus Christ is the resurrection, then we realize that all things that are dead, they are alive to him. And because we allow him to live in us and we live in him, we become one, as Paul declared it. He said, "It is no longer I that live, but it's Christ who lives in me." And if Christ is living in you, then the resurrection power is in you and it is in me. How do we access this great power? Verse 21 talks about the lordship of power. And above all principalities and above all power and might and dominions and every name that is named. Not only, it says, in this age, but also in the one to come. God has put a name on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that is above all name. And God has entrusted to him power that is beyond power, the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we allow Christ to come into our lives, he doesn't come into our lives as a lamb. He comes into our lives being the lordship of what he is, being the King of Kings of what he is, being the almighty power of what he is. And he comes in with all of that into our lives. And with it, we have access to the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the access that we have as a result of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the access that we have because of him having the lordship over our hearts and our minds. This is the lordship. Christ is higher than the angels. He is greater than the demons. He's wider than the universe. He rules in the affair of man and direct history towards its pre-appointed end. There is no other power. This is the supernatural power. This is the one that we want to be moving and living in. The power, the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the power of Almighty God that works in us and through us, the lordship power of Jesus Christ. It is the same power that is available to meet our needs every day. The text continue. It talks about the headship. You know, we hear headship, or we hear authority, and or we hear the leader. And anytime someone is in authority, there is a responsibility. And in most cases, when we don't want to follow the headship, then we're unable to access or walk in what the headship represent. The text says that in the headship power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that God has given him and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, and the fullness of him who fills all in all. Let me put it in simple English. Christ is the boss of the church. He is the senior pastor, the archbishop. He is the great shepherd. He is our great high priest. And the work that he does in this world, he does it through his church. When we allow this power to come in close encounter with us, it causes us to become a life living in the supernatural. The parts of your body and my body are useless. They are useless unless they are directed by our brain. If our brain doesn't do what it is created to do, the hands won't move accordingly, and the legs won't move accordingly, and the speech won't be as it ought to be. Christ is our head. We are his body. Let Christ be the head, and let the body do what it is created to do. And the body is created to have fellowship and serve the head, and Christ is the head. Amen? Amen. When we come to this knowledge and understanding, and it is this knowledge and understanding that Paul is praying here for the Ephesians, and I hope on this day that you too come to this knowledge and understanding, that your eyes will be open to the truth, and that you will worship the head, which is Christ Jesus, and that you would recognize that you are the body. And like in the natural sense, the members of the body does not function correctly when the brain is not doing what it needs to do to send the correct message so that things can be executed accordingly. When Christ is not the head of the believer, then we cannot walk in the supernatural. Unless Christ is the head of your life, there will be no supernatural power. Unless Christ is the head of your life, you will not be able to touch the casket and the body come alive. There is no resurrection power. Unless Christ is the head of your life, you will not be able to pray and have answered prayer. The church is called the body of Christ. If God has the power to create the church and make Christ the head of the church, then he has the power to make the body function and work for Christ. We want to work and operate in the power of Almighty God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The church completes all for Christ. It is the instrument through which the fullness of Christ fills all in all, according to the word. God has the power to use the church and its believer to work out his eternal plan for the world. God has used and planned the church to bring about the salvation for mankind through Jesus Christ our Lord. Your task today is to come to the knowledge and the understanding of the power that is in you. This incomparably great power God exercised when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That's what's available to each and every one of us this day. While we may have found ways to split the atom, and we have found ways to put man on the moon, and yet, after all that, we haven't found a way to conquer death. It is apparent to me that human beings are still dying. I don't know about you. Maybe it's just me that see human beings are still dying in spite of the fact that the atom has been split, in spite of the fact that man has taken flight from earth to the moon. Every follower of Jesus Christ can depend on the same power that God used to raise Jesus Christ. Today, I'm asking you to tap into this source, to tap into this power.
tap into this supernatural power. This is the power that transformed the life. This is the power that transformed the mind. This is the power that bring forth new life. And this life that is new in Christ, it is an eternal life. Glory to God. This is the supernatural power. And we are called to live a life as believers in that power. So the next time you face a problem that seems bigger than you, seems too hard to handle, and you don't know what to pray, or as they say, we don't know which way it's up, instead of asking God to help you, pray that God will open your eyes to the power that is already in you because of Jesus Christ. And that you too will be able to say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the ocean. And because of he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And if you believe and do not doubt, it shall be done unto you. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word of truth. We pray, Father God, that on this day, that you will help our unbelief, that we may be able to come to the true knowledge and understanding of the resurrection power. And we too may live a life in the supernatural through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, this is your invitation. Right where you are, you can offer up to God. You can make that decision today. It's between you and your Maker. And right where you are, you can offer your heart to God. You can ask Him for forgiveness for your sins. You can acknowledge Him in the power of His resurrection through Jesus Christ. And in doing so, the Bible says that you'll be saved right where you are. And you'll walk out of this place a transformed human being. You'll walk out of this place with the supernatural power inside of you. And then continue to pray that God will now open your eyes to the power that's in you. Let's look to heaven, all hearts towards heaven. Gracious Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. And now, Lord, we thank you for these, thy people. We pray, Father God, that you would allow your word to fall on good ground, that it will bring forth some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Father God, we ask now that you'll seal what was spoken in this place. Lord, let not the enemy, let not the fowls of the air, let not the thorns and the thistles come and choke this word. But Father God, let it linger in the heart and in the mind of your people, that they too will be able to walk in the supernatural and live a life holy and separated unto you. We thank you right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.